Applying for UK Pension Credit 2026-27, weekly guarantee amounts, and the 3-month backdating rule. For 2026-27, the guarantee credit standard amounts are £238 per week for a single person and £363.25 per week for a couple. This explains how income and assumed income from capital above £10,000 are calculated. The conditions for extra amounts, backdating for up to 3 months, and the official application process. For 2026-27, the standard weekly guarantee credit amounts are £238 for a single person and £363.25 for a couple. If assessable capital, such as savings and investments, exceeds £10,000, you are treated as having £1 of weekly income for every £500 or part thereof, above that amount. Extra amounts may be added to your personal minimum guarantee if you have a disability, caring responsibilities, dependent children or qualifying young people, or recognized housing costs. You can apply from 4 months before reaching state pension age, but payments cannot begin before the date you actually become eligible. An eligible period before the application date can be backdated by at most 3 months, so applying late may mean losing benefits from any earlier period. Pension credit is a means-tested benefit that supplements the weekly income of people on a low income who have reached state pension age in the UK. The standard guarantee credit amounts for the 2026-27 payment year are £238 for a single person and £363.25 for a couple, but the actual amount paid is determined by assessing the household's income, capital, and additional needs together. 2026-27 weekly guaranteed amounts guarantee credit does not simply pay every applicant the amounts below. The Department for Work and Pensions compares the applicant's individually calculated minimum guaranteed amount, known as the appropriate amount, with their assessed income and generally pays the difference. Household type 2026-27 standard weekly amount single person £238.00 couple £363.25 here, a couple may include not only married people, but also households with a spouse, civil partner, or partner who lives with them. For a couple's claim, the income and capital of both people are generally combined. In simplified terms, guarantee credit can be understood as follows. Weekly guarantee credit, approximately individual minimum guaranteed amount minus weekly assessed income, for example. If a single applicant with no additional amounts has assessed income of £200 per week, the simple difference is £38. In an actual decision, income disregards, earnings deductions, deemed income from capital, rounding, and other applicable rules are taken into account, so this calculation alone cannot determine the amount payable. Savings credit is a separate element. Pension credit also includes savings credit for a limited group of people in an older age category. In principle, it may apply only to people who reached state pension age before 6 April 2016, and its calculation structure differs from guarantee credit. Therefore, people in this older age group who may qualify for savings credit can request an official assessment even if their income is slightly above the standard guaranteed amount. Who can apply generally? An applicant must live in the UK and have reached state pension age. State pension age varies according to date of birth, so applicants should check the official criteria rather than assume a fixed age. For couples, one of the following is generally required. Both people have reached state pension age. One person has reached state pension age, and the household receives housing benefit for people of pension age. Eligibility is not determined by nationality alone. Actual place of residence, immigration status, time spent abroad, and conditions relating to habitual residence may affect eligibility. Applicants living outside the UK or those who have recently entered the country should check the separate rules. Pension credit does not have a universal savings limit. A person can apply even if they have more than £10,000 in capital, but deemed income is calculated from the excess capital, so the amount payable may be reduced or become £0. How income is assessed. The Department for Work and Pensions reviews various types of income received by the applicant and their partner. This may generally include the following: state pension, workplace pensions, and personal pensions, other pension income, including overseas pensions, income from employment or self-employment, social security benefits included in the assessment, such as carer's allowance, certain amounts treated as available even if receipt of a pension has been deferred. Earnings are not assessed simply by using the gross amount before tax. The calculation may take account of tax, national insurance, permitted pension contributions, and any applicable earnings disregards. Not every benefit is counted as income. Attendance allowance, personal independence payment, disability living allowance, child benefit, housing benefit, and council tax reduction are generally among the items excluded from the pension credit income calculation. However, treatment may differ depending on the exact name of the benefit and why it is paid. So all benefits received must be fully reported on the application. Calculating deemed income from savings and investments for pension credit. If the total capital included in the assessment, such as savings and investments, is £10,000 or less, no income is treated as arising from that capital. If it exceeds £10,000, income of £1 per week is assumed for every £500 or part of £500 above the threshold, regardless of the actual interest earned. Capital included in the assessment amount above £10,000 weekly deemed income £10,000 £1 £10,000 £1 £1 £1 £11 £0 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 £0 £1 10,000 divided by £500. Rounded up capital included in the assessment may include bank and building society accounts, cash savings, certain investment products, shares, and property in which the applicant does not live. A home currently used as the applicant's residence and personal possessions are generally not treated as capital in the same way. Temporary disregard rules may apply to a home being sold, inherited property, or payments made for certain purposes, so individual circumstances must be checked. If a person is considered to have deliberately transferred or spent capital to increase their benefit entitlement, it may be treated as notional capital, as though they still held it. Ordinary living expenses or reasonable debt repayments are not all regarded as deprivation of capital. But if a large amount has been disposed of, it is prudent to retain records of how it was used and supporting evidence. When additional amounts may apply depending on the applicant's circumstances, an individual minimum guaranteed amount higher than the standard £238 or £363.25 may apply. Common reasons include the following: meeting the conditions relating to severe disability, regularly caring for another adult, and meeting the relevant caring conditions being responsible for a child or young person included in the pension credit calculation, the child having a recognized disability paying certain eligible housing costs, such as rental service charges or ground rent. An additional amount does not always apply simply because someone receives a disability benefit. The composition of the adults living in the household, whether someone receives carer's allowance for looking after the applicant, the actual caring arrangement, and its relationship with other benefits may affect the assessment. Mortgage principal and interest are not fully covered as an ordinary cash addition for housing costs. Eligible homeowners may be advised about possible loan assistance through the separate support for mortgage interest scheme. When to apply and the official process, pension credit can be applied for up to 4 months before reaching state pension age. Even if an application is made in advance, payments will not begin before the date on which the applicant actually reaches state pension age and satisfies the other eligibility conditions. Anyone who has already reached state pension age can apply at any time, and there is no fixed annual application deadline. However, payment for a past period can be backdated by no more than 3 months during which the person was eligible. There is no need to provide a separate justification for backdating. but the applicant must be confirmed as having met all eligibility conditions, including those relating to income, capital, and residence, during that period. Information to prepare before applying online: prepare the following information for yourself and, where applicable, your partner. National insurance number, date of birth and contact details, bank, building society, or payment account details, state pension and other pension details, income from employment or self-employment and details of benefits, received recent details of savings, investments, shares, and property owned. Information about housing costs and service charges, income, and capital information for the relevant past period. If backdating is requested process, check your and your partner's state pension age and the conditions for claims by couples. Make an approximate assessment of possible eligibility by applying income and deemed income from capital to the standard guaranteed amount. Prepare national insurance numbers and information about pensions, income, capital, and the payment account. Answer the questions about residence and whether you can apply through the official online application service on gov.uk. Answer the questions about the claim, start date, and the period for which backdating is requested accurately. If online applications are not permitted in your circumstances, use the telephone or postal application route provided by gov.uk. Check the decision notice and report any changes to income, capital, living arrangements, or address. Depending on the answers to the online service's initial questions, an application by telephone may be required. Residents of Northern Ireland may be directed to the applicable regional official process, so they must answer the residence question accurately. Points to note about the 3-month backdating rule: backdated by up to 3 months does not mean payment will be made for the entire period by which an application was delayed. All of the following conditions must be considered. No more than 3 months before the application date will be considered. The state pension age and residence conditions must be met during each backdated period. The applicant must have actually been eligible based on their income and capital at the time. If household composition or income changed during the period, the amount payable may differ for each part of the period. A period of eligibility that began more than 3 months earlier generally cannot be recovered. Therefore, if there is a possibility of eligibility, it is generally better to check the official application route promptly rather than wait a long time until every document has been perfectly prepared. What to check after a decision? The decision notice should be checked for the individual minimum guaranteed amount applied, assessed income, deemed income from capital, additional amounts, and the payment start date. If information about disability, caring responsibilities, children, or housing costs has been omitted, or if income appears to have been assessed incorrectly, check the review procedure and deadline stated in the notice. A decision awarding pension credit may affect other support. Depending on the circumstances, it may be linked to housing benefit, council tax support, help with NHS costs, or a free TV license for people aged 75 or over, although each may have separate conditions and application procedures.